5:26 South African time. It's a beautiful South African time. It's a beautiful Thursday morning, Yom Al-Khamis. Today is the 27th of Shawwal, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Remember, our WhatsApp number for your questions is 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Shawwal, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, that is the poets, and verses 96 to 98. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that Satan, Lucifer, all his agents, comrades and cronies, all will be dispatched to the hellfire, provided that they are sane and mature. And remember, children, people who are insane, you know, we should beg Almighty Allah for protection from insanity. Allah Jalla Wala protect us. So children, insane people, all will enter paradise and Jannah. So what does happen now there in Jahannam and the hellfire? So Almighty Allah teaches us chapter 26 and verse number 96. So Almighty Allah states, Qalu, they the Jahannamiyin, the people in the hellfire, وَهُمْ فِيهَا يَخْتَصِمُونَ, and there they will be having their disputes, arguments and quarrels. The followers will be blaming the leaders, the leaders will be blaming the followers, and but nobody will then be granted exit and any route of escape. Tallahi, eventually they all will agree and say, Tallahi, we take an oath on Almighty Allah, in kunna lafi dalalim mubin, that we surely are in manifest error. It's not that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala made any zulm, oppressed us. Therefore, we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the mainstream Muslim, believe when a person enters Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, paradise, it is fadlan wa rahmatan min. It is the grace and mercy and compassion of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And when a person enters the hellfire, Allah forbid, then it is adlan min Allah Jalla wa Ala. It is the justice system of Almighty Allah. Because all these people will say that they never worship idols, they never did this. So now when the land and sand speaks, their own limbs will speak, and then the book of deeds will be presented to them. Now there's overwhelming evidence. What do you say? Are you guilty? They'll say, yes, we are guilty. Any mitigating circumstances? None. Now they confess. What was their crime? Like today. You see, over 8 billion people, if we just round it off, 1 billion Muslims, more than 7 billion non-Muslims, this is what they are doing, is that we were the people, they will say the non-Muslims who are sane and mature, نُسَوِّيكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that we equated you with the Rabs, Allah Ta'ala, the sustainer, nourisher of all the worlds. They took their idols, they took their personalities, they took their prophets and messengers, Jesus, and they made him equal to Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah teaches us, remember, in the third last chapter of the Noble Quran, Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, verse number 4, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. There's none equal to Almighty Allah in the entire universe, in any respect, in any aspect. If you take any prophet, and you equate him, any Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you say he and Almighty Allah are equal in this aspect, that respect, that person is out of the fold of Islam. So we must be very, very careful and circumspect in this regard and understand what is Tawheed. Tawheed means Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad. He's one and alone. He's totally independent. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Nothing in the creation resembles him, Almighty Allah. And nothing of Almighty Allah resembles anybody, anything in the entire universe and creation. Everything of Almighty Allah is unique. So today we must believe in the wasila. Ya Allah, accept our dua through the barakah, wasila, and blessings of the Master Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Accept our duas through the barakah and blessing of Sahaba, the students, companions of the Master alayhi wasallam. Accept our supplication through the wasila of the awliyaullah, the special, special friends of Almighty Allah. That is 100% permissible. But when we start elevating to such a degree, like what the Christians are doing, so remember that there's nothing wrong with Jesus. He's a mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah. But the people who have done that, remember, they have just entrenched their kufr and blasphemy. So therefore, always be careful and remember, we must say, وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. I don't ascribe, associate anybody, anything with him, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. So always, we must believe in all the articles of faith, and the foundation of it is Tawheed, monotheism, believing in the oneness, uniqueness, essence of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. Let us take you around the world, local, national, international, with news, views, and interviews. Turkey, Erdogan had a rally, and approximately 2 million people assembled there with him. So we hope and pray, inshallah, end of May, 28th of May, when they have the second round, it will be a landslide victory for him, and the Jutlas and the Haramis and the Jews and Zionists and Americans will be burning. Kul mutu bi ghayrikum, die with your rage and anger. Ecuador, the president, instead of facing impeachment, he dissolved the parliament and said for 6 months more he will rule according to the constitution, and then there will be elections. 20 rivers break their banks in Italy, and thousands of people had to be evacuated and so forth. So they are facing huge, huge challenges there in Italy. You see, when there was the Soviet Union, so the agreement between Russia and Czechoslovakia was that they could take the buildings and use it free of charge. Now that law has been revoked now. Russia must pay for the buildings they want to use there in Czechoslovakia. That is the law that has been passed by the Czech government. So not, you know, pay, no play, you know. So the Russians have to patala, they have to pay. Iran, the three young men sent out and they smuggled out a message, and Amnesty International carried this article, that please do not kill us, meaning that they're part of the protesters and so forth and so on, and this is from the Isfahan prison. I visited Isfahan, very beautiful city. And ANC policy, that there was apartheid in South Africa, the white man was ruling, and they called us all non-whites. They called the blacks and non-whites, they called the coloureds non-whites, they called the Indians non-whites. Now here we got apartheid in reverse. So ANC's policy is for certain jobs in certain places, that Indians and coloureds must not be given the job, it must be given to blacks. Now how can you function like this when you have have load shedding, you have water shedding, you have crime, and now you're going to base everything on race. Is this not one form of apartheid? Shame on you politicians who are doing this. Yes, this week you must remember there's a big conference day in Jeddah, the Arab League, and Bashar Assad, the president, Pakka, non-Muslim, kafir, and non-Mushia. So he will be attending personally after 10 years or more the Arab League summit held there. Not that it means much, but at least they're getting united to show the world a little bit that they are united. Then Iran have said, this is now in the Haaretz newspaper, 17 Iranian ghost tankers of oil, ghost tankers of oil are bringing oil there to Syria. Now listen to what's going to happen today. This is very big news for all Muslims and all people of justice and conscience, that the haramis, the jutlas, the Zionists, the cursed people on this earth, the baby killers, the children of Hitler, they will be having a flag march in Jerusalem, and they're expecting thousands and thousands of jutlas, Zionist haramis, to pass the Damascus gate and to provoke the Palestinians and so forth, and they'll be chanting and singing and saying, death to the Arabs, death to the Arabs. Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel. So where are you, Arab tenpot dictators, when these people are cursing you, cursing Nabi alayhi salatu salam, cursing the Muslims, and you tell me you will make peace with them? Shame on you, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, and you must remember Morocco, Egypt, Bahrain, and Jordan. These people are your open enemies, but you went to bootleg them, thinking that Trump will help you. Trump can't help himself. What is going to help you? Can't you have brains? Alaysa minkum rajulur rashid? Is there no intelligent person amongst you? You should sever ties immediately if you got iman and ghairat, if you got faith and you got Islam in your heart and you got self-esteem and self-respect. So remember, there will be problems there with the jutlas and the haramis and Hitler's children there. Malema says, and I agree with him on this point, he says that South Africa must quit the ICC, the International Criminal Court, immediately, because they have double standards. How come Bush and them and Blair are not hauled in front of the International Criminal Court, murdering over 1 million Iraqis, murdering over 500,000 children, the Jutli, Harami, the Jewess? And she said, Madeleine Albright, yes, is worthy to murder and kill 500,000 children. So that is the double standards. What about all the 48 countries who committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in Afghanistan? They would just go and say, let us try some shooting practice. What about all the Israeli leaders from Ben Gurion right up to now Bibi Netanyahu? Every one of them is a war criminal. How come they have not been summoned here and brought in front of the ICC? So it's all double standards, the white hegemony, the white rule. You see, I told you, Sunak, you must go back to India. They hate your guts there. You must remember that. You and your wife, they don't like her. CA is the news. So 60% of British people and that are negative regarding Sunak. They say, hopeless leader, no good leader. We don't want him. This is 60%. If they have an elections today, this week, remember, Sunak and them will have a humiliating defeat, and it will be a landslide victory for the opposition, so you can see. Now listen to this story. Sunak's wife has got some business interest there in Russia. So when they interviewed him and asked him, you are saying you're applying sanctions to certain Russian businesses and so forth and so on. So he said that, now what about your wife? Have you applied sanctions there? He said, no, me, I'm a politician, and all that my wife does, I'm not involved in these things here. Who's fooling who in the zoo? Sunak, they're going to crucify you, remember that. They just use you, and they milk you, and they're going to send you back to India. You can sit there with Modiji, and the war criminal, and the butcher of Gujarat, remember that. Look at what Russia and Iran did. What they do, good things, we must speak about it. We don't agree with Iran. Remember the Kuffar Shias. We don't agree everything with Putin. We say Putin is a big harami. But we like Putin when he gives the Americans and the NATO and Europe a good bloody thrashing and a bloody nose. That we like. So Iran and Russia are pulling off now. Listen to this. This is what we want. Where some countries, Muslim countries or whatever you want to call them, that they make a contribution and they marginalize the West. So remember 7,200 kilometer rail connection. So it's going to go from Russia, this via Azerbaijan and India and here and there and all. And all these countries will be benefiting. So it's a great, great this thing they're going to do. Let's hope the Americans and them don't try and sabotage it. Now imagine Zimbabwe, a country in the doldrums. They told the IMF, you see, the International Monetary Fund, you go to hell. You don't come and tell us about our currency. We're going to go ahead with the gold currency. A small little country, Zimbabwe, tells America, you don't poke your nose in our business. You're not part of the solution. You are part of the problem. You see? So you must show your autonomy. You must show your independence. This is where the Arab tenpot dictators and the haramis and murtads and apostates, majority of them, and the Muslim countries, they lack that. They lack that backbone. That you must stand your ground and speak. Remember that. Then people will see Imran Khan. He told them, and then they respect him, but then behind his back, they made sure, vote of no confidence. We end up on a crazy note. Now listen to this. This can only happen in kuffar countries. Therefore, I tell you, this kuffar means non-Muslim. For them, capitalism means you can buy and sell anything. Now listen to this story. And this is in the Russian newspapers and so forth. So they say if you go to one town, you know their cities and towns are very difficult to pronounce. We're not used to it. But nevertheless, you go to one town, one city there. My brother Junaid Khan, listen to the story. It's very nice. So then they will sell you cappuccino, Maulana Arafat. But that cappuccino is different. Why is different? That in there they put the breast milk of the woman inside. So you must remember. Allah. And the breast milk, this woman who got extra supply, they sell it to that company. They check it up, verify it, it's good for, and then they sell it. So everything is for sale. So that is capitalism. That's why Islam has said interest and all these ideas of secularism, capitalism, democracy, Zionism, everything of it is haram and unacceptable. That is now see this year. And they're proud about it, you must remember. It's a first in Russia and maybe in the world also. So there Allah protect us from all these shayateen and all these evil forces. Okay, inshallah, today's program 8:30 with Mona Zahid Khan and Brother Abu Bakr Rawat. And then 11 to 12, we're discussing fiqh, Mona Zahid Khan and myself, inshallah. Today we're discussing in detail Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. Those of you going for Hajj, you should listen attentively, inshallah. And 1 to 2 will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, inshallah. Aziz.
Ustaz, I've got a sister here. She says, Honorable Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Our beloved Hafiz Abdul Rahman Duncan, 19 years old, has still not been found. The official search ends today, meaning yesterday, Ustad. People will continue looking out. He will always be remembered, Ustad. Any specific dua to read, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When a person passes away with Iman and either his body is burnt or he drowns, then remember the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hariqu shaheedun wal-Ghariqu shaheedun. People whose bodies are burnt beyond recognition or people who drown with Iman, then remember that they are shuhada and martyrs. So inshallah, this great tidings, good news for him. But obviously we understand the family and the torment and the difficulty they go through. So only Almighty Allah will grant you that sabr. Do not complain to anybody. Then it will be considered as sabrun jameel. And you know what the Quran Sharif states. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Say إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Shi'ul. Verily to Almighty Allah do we belong, and to Almighty Allah is the return. Ulaika alayhim salawatu min Rabbim wa rahmah. For them is the blessings of Almighty Allah, the mercy of Allah enveloping them, and they are the ones who are rightly guided. Wa ulaika muhtadun. Regarding the janazah salat and so forth, the Shafi'is and the Hanbali scholars, they say you can read salatul janazah, the funeral prayer, in abstention, even if the body is not there, and so forth and so on. However, the Hanafis and Malikis say that is not permissible. This stems from the incident that happened during the time of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu sallam, chapter 5 verse 83. When the Sahaba, the beloved students, companions, came here to Africa, Ethiopia specifically, there was a ruler, Najashi radiallahu anhu, Negus, Allah be pleased with him, he gave asylum to the Muslims. When Ja'far radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali's brother radiallahu anhu, arda, read Surah Maryam, they were crying there, and then they embraced Islam. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam practices on the verse, obviously, Hal jaza'ul ihsani illa al ihsan. He passes away, that is Negus Najashi radiallahu anhu, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in Medina. The lash and the body of Najashi and Negus is here in Ethiopia, Africa, and then the janaza salat is read. So the, from there, the Shafis humbly say permissible. Hanafis, Malikis, and them say no, this is min khasa'isin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is only from the master Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the academic discussion. You want more details, go and read the beginning of the 7th Juz, the 7th Supara, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 83.
Somebody says here, Ustad, that how can you allow Asi to come to our masjids? Our imam and board members need to step down. Can Mufti come and speak to them? Ustad Anonymous.
Remember, our stance is very, very clear. Every person who allows and believes what Khomeini believes in, they are out of the fold of Islam. And we spoke against Asi and all those people. We sent out so many messages. It's a disgrace. It's a shame. You must remember that such people are hosting him, who call themselves the students of Hazraji, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. I spent the whole Ramadan 1970. 27 day, 5 weeks with Hazraji Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Hazraji was dead against the Kufar, Shias, and so forth. And for you to host him, an absolute shame and disgrace. بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ. How will you face the Master alayhi salatu salam when they are cursing? Remember Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, cursing Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, the honorable spouses and honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, the mothers of this ummah, wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum, Quran says. How can you face Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhum, when they say they are kuffar? Khomeini writes in his book Kashful Asrar against Sayyidina Umar and them. And remember, these are the same people, the same Asi. He makes sajda on that stone and so forth. So remember, we are very clear on this issue, and you can quote me anywhere. These Shias who follow Khomeini and his ilk, they're out of the fold of Islam. Khomeini writes in Tahrirul Wasila that you can commit bestiality with that animal, camel, goat, sheep, and cow, and what have you, and then you can burn it or you sell it, but not in that town, in another town. And you invite people like that, shame on you, disgrace on you, remember that. I'm making it very clear, any person who allows, you must remember, and agrees with the beliefs of Khomeini, his name can be whatever, they're out of the fold of Islam. And remember that about Shias, that is how Marcus Sahaba came into existence, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, to defend the namus, to defend the honor and integrity of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ahlul Bayt, the honorable wives and the children, grandchildren of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba. And remember this, that those Maulvis and Sheikhs who are not prepared to make public statements against the Shias, in our view, they are traitors to Islam, and we made this very, very clear to them as well.
Somebody says, Ustad, did you know that a man accepted Islam after studying the body of Fir'aun? He said nothing could explain it until he referred to Quran, and he actually hated Islam before that. Ustad?
Yes, 100%. He's not the first person. He won't be the last person. So how many a person, if a person is a gynecologist, and if he reads, you must remember, a doctor, gynecologist, call them whatever you want to. And if he reads Surah 23, verses 12, 13, 14, 15, where Almighty Allah speaks about the stages of the human development in the womb of the mother. So obviously, without, you know, if he doesn't have jaundiced eyes and prejudice and bias, same time he will embrace Islam. So remember, Almighty Allah speaks about the Pharaoh, how Almighty Allah preserved his body so that it will be a lesson for humanity and posterity. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. If people look at the Quran Sharif, chapter 15, verse number 9, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place 632. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda from the world. Now we are in 2023. But the Quran Sharif is preserved in its purity and its authenticity. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. And millions of people, male, female, adult children, have memorized it to memory. When we ask the Pope, you read for us by memory, there's no hope for the Pope. You ask the Jutla, the Harami, the Rabbi, they will tell you you're anti-Semite. So nobody in the world has this. So Islam is the only religion and the panacea and the solution for the world's problems, because our constitution has been preserved, and therefore we commemorate it every Ramadan, the preservation of the noble Quran, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, and no one else has this. So therefore, many people, yeah, by us, we are ordinary human beings, sinners. You see, from last week till this week, 14 people embrace Islam, from Italy, from Australia, from South Africa, and so forth. So Islam is going to sweep the world, and they will be ruling the world. Oh, Jutlas, you heard what I said? We're going to rule you very soon. You in India, Islam will be the rulers there very soon. And the whole world, remember that. That is the message we are giving to you from now. Get prepared, be prepared from now.
I see I've got Kumaran. He wants to know, Ustad, why does the queen sleep separately? Kumaran, Ustad.
So now we'll have to ask King Charles. You understand that what happened to him? You must remember, maybe he's using stage stuff. We don't know. You understand? So maybe he's up past six or what? We don't know what's the story. But she's a chameleon. You must remember that. When he was married to Diana, so she seduced him. And Charles always loved her. So remember, they lead sordid lives. So Diana said, if he wants to do that, I do the same. So she got busy with Dodi and with this guy and this guy. She loved Muslims, you know. Kumaran, go read about Diana. She loved that one Pakistani surgeon, Dr. Hassan or Hassan, something like that. Go read about him and Diana. But he said, me, I'm not interested. You're going to make me come in the world media. You didn't see yesterday what happened, my brother Kumaran, there in New York. So Prince Harry and Meghan are going, and the paparazzi, that's a nice word to use, paparazzi. So they say they were chasing Diana also. Now they're chasing his son and Meghan. They say it was a two-hour chase. And there in, you must remember, New York and so forth. So all this shaitaniyat, you must remember. The earlier they abolish the monarchy, the better for Britain. These are mufatiyas. They don't pay tax, they don't do nothing, and they collect millions and millions of pounds. So that is what's happening there. So Charles and Chameleon, you must remember, it was just to fool the world. One will become king, one will become queen, and the people who follow her, they took a rooster and a booster. So that is what has happened, brother.
Let's go to Velcom, Ustad. Can I buy my Kurbani sheep now and give it out as sadaqah now, but make the intention for Kurbani, Ustad?
Not permissible. Remember, Kurbani means it is at a special time. You know the surah, chapter 108, فصلي لربك وانحر. Surah Kawthar. First you perform your Eid al-Adha Salat, and then you sacrifice the animal. Nahar means when you slaughter and sacrifice the camel. So when you slaughter, sacrifice camel, it is done standing. You take the cow, the goat, the sheep, then you place it on the ground, and then you slaughter it and so forth. So you must remember that is called Zabah, antazbahu baqara. So you do it now, it's considered as a voluntary charity, but will not suffice and not be valid for your qurbani. Yes, you can purchase the animal now, there's no problem, and then you feed it, you make it nice and healthy. Allama Kasani rahimahullah in Badai Usanai and them have discussed this masla, and what is that? Azzimu duhayakum fa innaha matayakum. That when you have your qurbani animal, then feed it, make it nice and fat and healthy, and that will be your means of conveyance to take you across the sirat. You know, our people say pul sirat. Sirat is Arabic and pul is Urdu. So they merge the two words. So the one word is sufficient. It will take you across the bridge straight into Jannah and paradise. But then on Eid day, 10th of Zulhijjah, 11th of Zulhijjah, 12th of Zulhijjah, the 3 days, you sacrifice and slaughter. Only Al-Imam Shafi'i says on the 13th you can slaughter. Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis say only 3 days. Shafi'i say 4 days. If you want to see that masla, al-masail allati infarada biha Shafi'i duna ikhwatihi, those masail and issues where Imam Shafi'i is alone and the other three imams have differed with him, Hafiz ibn Kathir, Allama ibn Kathir, I have the book, a masterpiece it is, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Ustaz, I've got Sister Olivia. She says, why did the Jewish people stay in Germany in the late 30s, Ustaz?
So you must remember they stayed there, my Sister Olivia. You must read what they did. You must remember they were a small minority, but they were ruling the economy, and then they were charging the Germans exorbitant rates, interest rates and so forth. Then they are the ones who are controlling the films and the media industry. So they start promoting the pornography. They started promoting the homosexuality. So Hitler, when he came into power, he said, I will never allow this. And he said, we will fix these Jews up for corrupting our people. They won't tell you this, Olivia, but this is the fact. In two, South Africa can't get job for 1 million people. You know, our unemployment rate is sitting at 50-60% and so forth for the youth and so forth. So Hitler did this, my Sister Olivia. In 2 years, for the Germans, he arranged the job for 2 million, for 6 million people. For 6 million people in 2 years. So from that amount there, the Jutlas Haramis came with a figure of Holocaust of 6 million, which is a big lie. We're not rejecting the Holocaust, we're rejecting the number that the Jutlas are peddling, propagating with their Hasbara. You know what is Hasbara, Olivia? That is the Jewish propaganda called Hasbara. You must learn all these terms. And then there are 6 million and almost 7 million Palestinians who are in the diaspora. According to international law, they must have the right of Haqqul Awda, the right of return. But every Israeli prime minister, president said, no, they can't return, but the Jutlas can return. You, Sister Olivia, you are a Jewess. You want to make Aliyah. You want to pack up and go from here to there, so they will welcome you. But the people who live there for hundreds of years and so forth, they're not allowed to go. Therefore, we call, you must remember them, the Haramis, and they are the children of Hitler, and carrying out worse policies than Hitler. Therefore, the only solution will be that jihad and war has to be waged against them. So that is our stance, and that is our verdict on that issue. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.